Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We go to the border in Texas with our friends from News Nation after speed jokes. We'll see what's going on there. First, let's do some speed jokes sponsored by Team Hochberg. Thank you, Russ Thompson, for the joke. And Charles Webster III and Pat Somebody signs their text messages and jokes to us, Pat Somebody. And Gary Edelstein and Hank Strong of Wadsworth, Illinois. And Bob Corley from Arlington Heights, inviting everyone to come out and join us at the amazing Arlington Alfresco outdoor dining experience. Open now until early October. I don't know what the Bears are going to do for Arlington Heights, but this guy does a lot for Arlington Heights. We got a joke from Mary Lee Debalina and Peggy Roberts in Crystal Lake and Nikki Pappas in Peru and Harlan listening to us in Arizona. And I got another joke from Rob Curry, the author of Hunger Winter, a World War II novel. And Mugless Mike in Ottawa and Peggy Roberts in Crystal Lake and Diane C. in North Aurora. And from an anonymous listener in the suburbs who signed their note, Just Me in the Suburbs, they sent us this lyric. Limericks are celebrated on the 12th of May, but that's also Speed Joke's best of day. But since you are the king and can do anything, please read one and brighten my day. All right, Dave, read one.
A tutor who tooted a flute tried to teach two young tutors to toot. Said the toot of the tutor, is it harder to toot or to tutor two tutors to toot?
Thank you, Dave. Yeah. When Air Jordans first came out, I thought they would just be a fad, so I was ready the next time Michael Jordan promoted a product. Hey, does anybody want to buy 800 used pair of Hanes underwear size 36? What the market value is for those. Well, this is awkward. My wife asked me what mansplaining means. Now what am I supposed to do? ComEd emailed me yesterday. They said my bill was outstanding, and I thought, isn't that nice of them?
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a roof, and John Williams will star as his doctor.
What is it, Doc?
I'm afraid you've got shingles. I saw a guy at the beach yelling, help, shark, help. And I yelled back, dude, shark's not going to help you. I ran out of food and I had to steal from the next door herb garden.
So you're
living on borrowed time. That's what I'm doing. Most females don't answer video calls after 9 p.m. because after 9 p.m. their faces have been restored to factory settings. I shouldn't have said that on the radio.
No,
John Williams, has Dave Ennett read the book Droopy Underwear by Lucy Lastic?
No, and I haven't heard the podcast either.
There's a podcast of it, Dave. Mother's Day is Sunday, and one of our listeners said, ladies, save your voice calling for your kids. Just open a bag of chips. They will materialize. Man, I remember that when my kids were young, and they heard the suction of the freezer door open. They knew Dad was sneaking some ice cream, and they weren't getting it. Here's another one. Becoming a mom means that you have accepted that for the next 16 years of your life, you will have a sticky purse. We salute all of the moms on Mother's Day. We'll talk more about that maybe tomorrow.
Hey, John?
Yes, Dave?
Why is David Hochberg always wearing a mask when you see him?
It's funny, Dave, that you should ask me that because I have an answer for you on that. It's because he's the Lone Arranger.